Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
But on the River Islands guest line, quickly jumping in here for some emergency Pandia, is our friend Doc Narav Pandia. Hey, Doc, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, but yeah, we'd love some answers. And I guess just a general reaction to not just the news that Christian is missing this weekend, but Kyle Shanahan's comment that yesterday was his worst day of pain. What does that indicate to you?
Yeah, that's not a very good sign. I mean, I think what we get concerned about is that clearly he's been dealing this for a while. He took all this time off during training camp. And as you're ramping him up, he gets the worst day of pain. That's super concerning in terms of, number one, does he need an extended period of time off, which it sounds like IR is the answer for that. It also then means, is this something that's going to be 7, 8, 9, 10 weeks? I mean, he rested. He did all the things that you would do to treat Achilles tendonitis, and he's having bad days. So that's super concerning as we head into the season. And I do worry, is this something that's going to need more than just IR time? Are we talking 6, 7, 8 weeks before he gets better?
Is there anything you can do with Achilles tendonitis other than just rest it?
There are some injections. You can do injections called platelet injections, called PRP, where you can inject in that. You know, some basketball players get it for MCL injuries, et cetera, that can potentially help the chronic changes or inflammation in the tendon go down. But the tough thing is that even with those injections, you just need to take time off. And that's a tough thing, is that you take time off and then suddenly you've been off for a period of time and then you have to ramp back up. And, you know, the football season just started, but you go 6 weeks of rest and you get this injection and you're trying to ramp up. Does that mean that he's got enough time to be explosive and get into shape and be productive this season?
Doc, I guess I would just ask, when you say extended rest, what does extended mean? Like, is there any reason to think that a month would do it, or is there like no way to know how long?
Yeah, without knowing the severity of it, but the fact that, you know, yesterday was the worst day, like when we're dealing with non-professional athletes and they have like a flare up of Achilles tendonitis, you say 3 months. Now, obviously he's a professional football player, so you're not going to take 3 months off. In general, you're going to say, maybe we'll push the limit and do 4 to 5 weeks and then see, as Dan was mentioning, see how he does. But the worry always is you feel pretty good until you get out in that field. Next thing you know, 5 weeks from now, he's out there and he's having pain again. And the risk of, number one, rupturing it, number two, causing chronic changes in the tendon, or number three, him hurting something else because Achilles is weak, it just raises all these possibilities that you are super concerned about.
Does the tendonitis portend for future injury, or is that just simply happenstance based on the wear and tear of an athlete?
Yeah, I think for an athlete, if this is just like, hey, he was doing great all offseason, it started at the beginning of camp, and it just kind of flared up a little bit, you don't get super worried about it. But you hear that this is lingering at the end of last season, he had all offseason to get this better, and then it's still bothering him in camp, then you do worry about, number one, you know, that risk of the rupture, but also are there chronic changes starting to come in that tendon for someone who is his age and has played all this football? So you do worry about, is this going to be more of a long-term issue, because it's been going on for a while and at the position that he plays.
Doc, thanks for hopping in real quick on an important day. We appreciate it.
No problem. Anytime, guys. Yep.
Here he is. Emergency Pandya.
Yeah, it's so great to have him in case of emergency break glass.
Well, the only thing I heard, I mean, I heard all of it.
Yep.
But what stuck with me, twice in his first answer, super concerning.
Yeah.
End quote.
Yes, super concerning, because they did everything that they were supposed to do. And if he was feeling this back in February and through the offseason, then it's, yeah, let it quiet down, rest. And I don't even know if he had injections, the PRP, whatever he did, rest. No OTAs, no camp, rest, no preseason, rest, week one, sit. All right, I think we've done enough of the rest and stuff. Let's see what we've got. Day one, day two, full stop. Mm. That's what's really concerning, is when you think about 6 months of rest, and he got married and he was busy, and I'm sure he was active because he's a monster when it comes to working
for
out.
Sure.
But you get all the way up to where it's time to go, and you get two practices in and you got to shut him down. That is very concerning.
888-957-9570. How about, let's go to Ferris in Antioch. Hi, Ferris. Thanks for calling.
What's up, man? Thank you guys for letting me on. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
I just wanted to respond to a caller. I think he was a Raider fan, you know, a little depressed Raider fan. He was calling about, you know, he was criticizing Kyle by saying he don't like Kyle and Kyle cost it at the Falcons in the Super Bowl. Well, I've never seen an OC get more blamed for a Super Bowl loss than Kyle Shanahan in the 2017 Super Bowl versus the Patriots. I don't think people blame Dan Quinn for that Super Bowl when he's the head coach. Then the head coach begin, blamed for that Super Bowl. And also...
All right, yeah, Ferris, I look, you're not going to get any disagreement whatsoever in this room. If I could make a rule, be like when we were playing quarters in college... I think when you hit three in a row, you got to make a rule. Remember that?
Oh, my God, you're taking me back.
You don't remember that?
No, I do remember.
You got to make a rule if you hit three in a row, okay?
Elbows on the table.
No elbows on the table.
Or whatever. Like, totally.
If you make another one, you get to run around the room, or everybody else has to, whatever. Take your shirt off. Stupid stuff. You're college kids. I'd like to make a rule. No more Kyle Falcons stuff.
You got to make three in a row first.
It's beyond irrelevant, not only because he wasn't the head coach and we don't do that, but B, it wasn't here. Like, if we're going to assess the coaching job of Kyle Shanahan, we've got a tremendous amount to work with here as the head coach of the San Francisco 49ers. If you want to play coordinator games, then we get to go to Cleveland, and we get to go to Houston. We get to go to all these places, Washington, where Kyle was an assistant, and start assessing what happened in each of those cases, whether the team was better offensively, worse. It's really, really overwhelming and, quite frankly, a waste of our time.
It's irrelevant.
Atlanta out of this one game where, by the way, the defensive coordinator, no one even knows who he was, and he was the one who couldn't stop the Patriots the entire second half.
Yeah, I believe the caller even said that. For those of you on YouTube, you heard him say, what the Chuck was his name?
That's right.
And I couldn't quite remember what he was talking about.
His name was Dan Quinn because he was the head coach and a defensive guy.
I'm going to allow one wrinkle to your rule. And if you call in and you want to talk about him blowing a 28-9 point lead, I'll allow it. Because when they got the ball back, it actually was 28-9. So if you really want to be nuanced about it,
but
he didn't blow a 28-3 lead because he's the offensive coordinator. And when he got the ball back to coordinate, it was already 28-9.
Yeah, but why are you then hanging on him all of the other scores that happened after that?
I'm not hanging any of it on him.
He doesn't get any of that. The Patriots ended up with over 30 points.
Whatever. He was a coordinator, and that was 10 years ago. So I'm with you, but I do like when people 28-3. It wasn't 28-3, but... You're right. We have enough of a body of work. And I do think that if Christian McCaffrey misses the next four games, so he misses the first five games, I still think that what Kyle Shanahan has done, what John Lynch has done, what this team is, you should still be 5-0. I'm going to give you 4-1.
5-0.
If you're 4-1 and you lose at LA or you lose Sunday at Minnesota, I'm going to give you a pass.
I hear where you're coming from.
5-0. You're that good.
Well, again, I hear where you're coming from, but if anything, haven't we learned over the last 7 days? Can we just go week to week? I know that that's not an answer that's satisfying to people.
Sure, Mark.
I get where you're coming from.
Stop asking me about the Sunday game. Well, let's talk about 3-10 on a Friday.
But we know who's playing Sunday.
We do.
I don't know who's playing the next Sunday. Because you got to get through this Sunday.
There might not be a next Sunday if you ask Kyle Shanahan.
Ask Kyle, that's right. Right. The world might explode. Greg in Antioch, next up on Willard and Dibs. Hi, Greg. Thank you for calling.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Quick question, man. What do you guys think about Kyle putting Debo at running back with wide receiver shoulder pads, running them up the middle? And he already has a bad shoulder from last year.
Well, I don't. I'm not a doctor, Greg, so I don't know if his shoulder from last year is fully healed or not or whatever. I get where you're coming from, and I'll just reiterate what I said earlier. My hope is that other running backs, whether it's Garendo, whether it's Taylor, whether it's somebody that they sign, a lot of people are bringing up Matt Breida, who was here just a couple of weeks ago. Could you bring him back? I would love to see other running backs be the ones who spell Jordan Mason during this time. More than Debo, A, because yes, running him up the middle, I worry for Debo's health, but B, I want when Debo gets the ball out of the backfield, I love the element of surprise. I want those jet sweeps. That's all still going to happen. That was already going to happen. But just handing him the ball to run straight up the middle, not my favorite. Not my favorite.
And you've got Garendo, you drafted him, and he's starting to get into shape and starting to get ready. I bet you see some Garendo carries on Sunday.
I agree with you. I hope so.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.